Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That's my website. That's where you go to find out information about getting better at golf, primarily from getting golf lessons from me. And I am currently teaching at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois. That is my spot. And I'm still working on a spot in Arizona. But Highland Park, Illinois is my place. So you get the information at HaneyUniversity.com. And my schedule is up there. And if you want to get better at golf, that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is register for my free instructional videos that you get once a week from HaneyUniversity.com. That'll help you get better at golf. All right, today we are going to talk about, well, this week is the Tournament Players Championship. Now, this was going to be the tour's dream of being the fifth major. First off, the Players Championship was never going to be a fifth major because there's only four majors. There's the Masters, the Open Championship, the PGA Championship, and the U.S. Open. There was never going to be a fifth major. And now there for sure is never going to be a fifth major because the field at the Players' Championship was always considered the best field in golf, or so they said. And now, without the LIV players, the field is extremely weak. And you've seen this week in and week out on the PGA Tour. They are missing the talent that has gone to the LIV. Everybody knows it. Everybody's talking about it. This is the Players' Championship week. And I go on ESPN.com. And I click on their golf section. And the first story that's listed is golf unification deal needs to speed up from Rory McIlroy. The second article is Scottie Scheffler golf splintering due to LIV defectors. The third story is Bernhard Langer reveals Achilles injury was from pickleball. The fifth story, or the fourth story, Jay Monahan says public investment fund deal speeding up, best for the sport. The next story is Reed's major start, talking about Patrick Reed, Reed's major streak at risk at the PGA Championship. First off, Patrick Reed is an LIV player now. He won the Masters. That's his one major. You know, he's a top 30 player in the world if he was playing in all these PGA Tour events. But because he's on live tour and they don't get any points, he's who knows where he is, 200th or something. And his major streak is at risk. And then you get down to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 story. And it says Scottie Scheffler is grouped with Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas at the Players. That just shows you where golf is right there. Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, just won the Bay Hill Arnold Palmer Invitational by 5 shots, dusted the field, absolutely does it. First good putting week of the year, 140th in putting, putts good and wins. And by the way, he is such a good ball striker. Last year, he won the Arnold Palmer Bay Hill Invitational, which it can happen on this kind of golf course because it's a hard golf course, tee to green. But he finished 48th in putting and won the tournament by 5 shots. Now, this year, he actually putted better, won again by, I think, 5 shots. I don't know. He dusted the field. I have trouble keeping track of this because, frankly, it's hard to watch now. Ratings for the Arnold Palmer Bay Hill Invitational Tournament were down 30% on the weekend. I think on Sunday, that's what I read. Maybe higher than that in terms of decline on the Thursday through Saturday. Not good. And that's why everybody is saying what they're saying in terms of the players who are talking, hey, something needs to be figured out. Rory McIlroy has turned into the voice of reason here. This is, you know, I've talked about this before. You know, at first he hated LIV. I wish they'd go away. I wish it didn't exist. And now all of a sudden he's the voice of reason, and he sees the ratings, and that makes him automatically become more reasonable. Here's some quotes from Rory McIlroy. These bigger signature events that we tried to create, they worked last year. The ratings were up, and it was great. But if you look at the ratings this year from those events in the United States, and everything's down. And there's all kinds of examples of this, but pretty much everything is down. I think the only tournament that was up was Nick Dunlop. The amateur won the American Express in January. It was the only tournament compared to 2023 that had a ratings increase. And maybe that's because that was a good story. Amateurs winning, first time an amateur had won in, you know, forever since Phil Mickelson. But the whole thing is down. The whole thing is down. So Rory said it's sort of been the same across the board with some of these bigger events. I think the fans are getting fatigued of it. I think the more and more we go down this route, the more people are just going to tune in 4 times a year for the major championships, which is no good for anyone, no good for golf. This just can't happen. So we need to figure it out. I'm on record for a long time saying there's only 4 tournaments that really matter. I don't think it's just because of LIV that this has happened. I think you had, you know, the effect of Tiger no longer being able to pull the sport up like he did for so many years. And it took a while for it to decline. You know, he had it so built up that even when he, you know, since he's been out of the picture, since the back and then the car wreck, he's been out of the picture or limitedly in the picture. And it just took a little while for the decline that was inevitable to happen. I remember when Michael Jordan retired from the NBA and everybody was saying, you know, who's the next Michael Jordan? And this is even before LeBron. And they're going like, who's the next Michael Jordan? And people said, the next Michael Jordan is playing golf. And they were referring to Tiger Woods. That's the effect that Tiger had on. So I think what's happened is that you had a lag. It was inevitable that things were going to go down. And it went down because Tiger Woods was no longer pulling the tour up primarily pulling the TV ratings up, because Tiger pulled in not only a lot of people into golf, but he pulled people that weren't golfers into watching golf. And that was a big, big thing. I mean, I know so many people and family members who didn't even play golf that all of a sudden watch golf because of Tiger Woods. The minute he doesn't play, I don't think the ratings dip down like 30%. But the longer he's away from playing, then you've seen this decline. So I don't think it's just all LIV. I think this was inevitable. When these players think, oh, we'll just get everybody playing together again, and, you know, we'll put Rory out there with Scheffler and Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, who, by the way, you know, these guys, when was the last time some of these guys won a tournament? We'll put all those guys out there, and we'll put them out there with Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and Cameron Smith and Dustin Johnson and John Rahm and Patrick Reed, and we'll put them all out there, and the next thing you know, the ratings will jump up, and they won't be down 30%. They'll be up because all the players are playing. That's fantasy land. Golf needs, and I've said this for a long time, golf needs a reboot. It needs events that are more compelling. I don't know what that means, if it's team golf or what it is, but it also needs fewer events. If you're going to run, you know, games or tournaments, and you're going to do it, you know, every single week of the year, I mean, what would the ratings be on, you know, basketball or baseball or whatever if all of a sudden, instead of playing for 6 months, you played for 12 months? You're spreading it out. People are only going to watch so much. And I think when you look at maybe how much people are watching golf, you got to count what's happening with LIV and PGA Tour, and you add it all together. I don't think the viewing would be down 30%. It's probably the same, but it's maybe down a little bit because no Tiger. But you see it spread out over these two tours, and that's why, like, you know, nobody's going to do great on ratings. So it's a new world. It's just the way it is. And the whole thing needs a reboot. What needs to happen is there's going to be fewer tournaments. That's inevitable because they can't afford to pay for all this stuff. I mean, it's just like they boosted these purses up, and I know they got this investment from this, you know, SSG or whatever this is, with, you know, but this SSG, or, you know, these group of sports owners, these guys didn't just put money in because they thought, oh, this will be, you know, I don't want any more guys to sign with LIV, or I want to, you know, support the PGA Tour. I mean, like PGA Tour pretends to be a charity, but it's not a charity that SSG is given to. They're expecting a return on their investment. And in order to get that return on their investment, something's going to have to drastically change, or they're not going to get that return on investment. That is fairly obvious, I think, to everybody. And that's why you got this panic setting in. So Rory says, for whatever reason, the signature events are not quite capturing the imagination this year compared to last year. It's not a reason. It's multiple reasons, and, you know, but that's not how people look at things. People always look at things that are complicated. They want a simple explanation for a complicated problem, and there's complicated explanations for complicated problems. There's not simple explanations for complicated problems. That's not the way things work. So this is not, there's not a reason. When he says for whatever reason, there's not a reason. There's multiple reasons. And multiple reasons is the tour is down in general with the personalities and stuff. Scottie Scheffler's a great player. Nice guy. Great story. I mean, when you're watching Scottie Scheffler play, you know, and I got friends of mine text me all the time, how does that guy do it? You know, with the falling all over the place with his swing, you know, a good looking guy, good, you know, personality, but he, you're not looking at Tiger Woods. And he was player of the year last year. He's number one in the world. He won three times last year. People tune in to see greatness. And they will tune in to see domination. That's what Tiger Woods brought to the table. Scottie Scheffler might win this tournament by five shots, or might, and people say he's the best ball striker on tour by a long shot, and that's fine. But winning three tournaments a year is not something that like, oh, I can't wait to see this guy play, because he might win his third tournament of the year. I mean, Tiger was winning, you know, how many in a row? I mean, one point when I helped him, he won seven tournaments in a row. Okay, now all of a sudden you got a story. Three tournaments a year, you don't have a story. The golfer that is like the serious, serious, serious golfer, just the golf nut, the golf enthusiast, okay, he's going to tune in and watch, and he's going to think, wow, that was nice and great win. There isn't anybody that doesn't play golf that is turning on their TV set because they can't wait to watch Scottie Scheffler win the Bay Hill Invitational against an incredibly weak field compared to what used to exist. And the field isn't even the problem, because if Tiger played against a weak field, which he didn't back in the day, but if he did play against a weak field, they would still watch it because it was Tiger Woods. You just don't have that anymore. So there's, when Rory says it's for whatever reason, it's not a for whatever reason. It's multiple reasons as to why things are declining. And it's not going to take one thing to fix it. You can't just go out there and say, okay, we'll get everybody playing together again. And that's what everybody's saying. Like we got to get it. We got to bring everybody back together. We got to get everybody playing together again. Like, and Rory said it. He said, we got to get for the good of golf, we got to get everybody back together again. Okay, well, you got players that don't want the guys to come back, and it's mainly all the guys that turned down, you know, $100 million for not going to LIV. They don't want those guys coming back. You know, Scheffler said that. Justin Thomas has said that. Spieth said that. You know, they've all said that. Now, Rory's changed his tune on that, but that's a thought that's held by a lot of people, because they're all greedy. They all want what's best for them, and that's just human nature. Everybody wants what's best for them. And everyone is like that. It's not just these guys. It's just how people are. So when you ask them, and the corrupt golf media will ask these guys all the time, you know, what are you going to do? What about these guys coming back? And of course, they know what they're going to say, and they're going to say no. You know, they knew what they were getting into when they left, and da 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 da. But here's the thing. And I've said this many times, those guys don't want to come back. They're not going to come back. John Rahm said, you know, I'd like to play in a few events that I really, really like if they fit into my schedule. But what they really want is they just want to play in the major championships. And sooner or later, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later, because it's already happening to a certain extent. They're inviting guys from LIV, that Joaquin Neiman's gotten invited to the PGA and the, you know, Masters and this. And he's one of the best players in the world right now, which is scary in its own right, because I just can't look at Joaquin Neiman and think, okay, here's one of the best players in the world. But that, because I'm used to watching Tiger Woods be the best player in the world. That's what I watched. But I realize that's back in the day, and now it's today. And the best player in the world is the number one ranked player. He won three times last year. So it's pretty easy to be one of the best players in the world, because you don't have the best only won three times. So how much does top 10? There's guys in the top 10 haven't won in you know, in over a year, more than that. I mean, this guy, like Tommy Fleetwood, I look at that Tommy Fleetwood. He's listed as one of the guys to beat at the Players Championships. And Tommy Fleetwood's never won a tournament on the PGA Tour. Oh my gosh! And yet he's a guy to beat. It's crazy. Okay, but they don't want these guys to come back. They don't want to come back. They want to play their 14 tournaments. They got all their money. And people like they lost all these guys. You know, like I love when people say they lost their endorsements, these guys that went, you know, they didn't want any endorsements, because what happens with endorsements is you got to do stuff for endorsements. You got to do photo shoots. You got to do outing days. You got to do meetings with these people. And they don't, you know what? I'll just take my LIV money. I don't have to do all those. I get all those days back. I get all those. I get one day less of a tournament each week. I get to play in 5 or 10 less tournaments. So I get all those days and weeks back. I don't have to do my corporate outing days because I don't have any sponsors now, because I don't need any sponsors because I'm making so much money. They've got so much more time. And people laughed and they said, oh, those guys don't have as much time. You know, or they want to play more. They don't want to play more. Maybe they'll play a couple. That's it. I don't see how they're going to get these guys back together. They don't want to come back. They've got their tournaments. The only thing that can possibly happen is if LIV grows and all of a sudden LIV becomes the tour. And that's what potentially could happen. But to stay splintered and half the good guys are better players over here and half the better players over there, I don't see how this is gonna come out where all of a sudden these ratings are gonna jump right up. And even if they're all together, they would still be down. Think of a leaderboard. Think of a leaderboard that could possibly, and by the way, the Players' Championship usually does not have a great leaderboard. It's got a lot of names on there you've never heard of, or a lot of names on there that are surprised, and it'll be the same thing again this year. But draw me up a leaderboard, any kind of leaderboard, of the field they have that will get a rating that's worth a darn. And I don't think there is one. I really don't. I don't think there is. I mean, and some of these guys aren't playing great. You know, Rory McIlroy shot 76 on Sunday and, you know, finished 21st at Bay Hill. I mean, now he's at a golf course that, you know, is a not, you know, the best golf course for him. It's, you know, the Players' Championship, you know, TPC Saga, that's a little bit of a you know, trick 'em up course. I think that what you're going to see is not something not great. Let's just put it that way. I don't think you're going to see something great. It's not going to happen. And I don't think you're going to see something great when they got to rethink this. And I don't know what, you know, Rory's even said, I don't know what the answer is. That's what he said. I don't know what, you know, and you know what I don't know? I don't know what the answer is either. I'm not getting paid to figure out the answer, but I can tell you, here's the answer. Getting these guys back together is not the total answer, and they're not going to get back together anyways. So if you think that's the answer, it's never going to happen. And even if it did happen, I don't think it's the answer. So we'll see what they come up with as an answer. But that's not, my guess is very pared down schedule, better players together more, tournament schedule built around the majors, and then you got these smaller tours that are all kind of feeding into something bigger. And golf's going to look a lot different, and it needs to. It needs to look a lot different. But until that happens, and, you know, there's no sign that it's going to happen, like, tomorrow. Although, you know, Jay Monahan said, you know, they're working on it. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. Because they already got their schedule. So if you think this has hit rock bottom, like, they're not going to put this thing back together in 2 weeks. If you think this thing's hit rock bottom, phew, it hasn't. And here it is, the fifth major. And what are they talking about at the fifth major? They're talking about the splintering of golf. The splintering of golf. That's what they're talking about. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you've got arthritis pain, just go to voodoopainrelief.com. It is a fantastic product. It will help you out, absolutely guaranteed. Great for the joint pain, muscle soreness, all the above. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.